It really is a special weekend in Cape Town. I know there's lots of doom and gloom and a repo rate increase, and there's the realities of simply just being a Cape Townian and a South African. But there are a few things to distract us just a little bit. Tonight at 5 o'clock, Western Province up against the Lions at Athlone Stadium. Tomorrow it's the Stormers and Munster at Cape Town Stadium. But tonight, if you want to jazz out a little bit, at A Touch of Madness in Nuttall Road in Observatory, the legendary Steve Newman, one of the founding members of one of South Africa's greatest bands, Tananas, performing. He's visiting from the Garden Route, we now calls home, but he's now gracing us in studio. Steve, Jai and Jay along with him, Jai, his son, and Jay ready in studio. But Steve, nice seeing you again. It's been 6 months. I think you were here with us in September last year.
Yes. Hi, Lester. Hi, all the listeners.
Are you well? You look well.
Yes. Thank you very much. I had some surgery done in February and recovering very well.
Yeah, we were talking about some of your bad luck when it comes to ill health, but you look on the mend. You're looking quite healthy. You're looking sprightly, and I love the laugh and the smile. What are people expecting this evening?
I'll be playing with Carlo Fabe on drums and Peter Ndlala at bass. Yeah. And we'll be doing some Tananas tunes and also some newer material. And possibly one or two lockdown tunes.
Lockdown was tough on many people, and maybe Jay can jump in here. Jay Reedy is one of the organizers of tonight's event and regular performances at A Touch of Madness. Touch of Madness having grown to a little bit of a institution over the last few months, particularly when it comes to jazz, and you've been quite instrumental in that, Jay.
Thank you, Lester. Nice to see you guys again. And thanks for all the support. We always have to mention that first because it makes such a big difference to us, you know. Yeah, so it's become a bit of a hub, a musical hub and an artistic hub. So it's just not music. There's poetry, there's art, there's quite a few things happening. And this is part of a bigger plan, bringing Afrofest Music Festival from Toronto in Canada to Cape Town. So after Toronto, we do Ghana, we do Tanzania, and then Cape Town in early December, say the 11th to the 16th of December. So if everyone can just check out the AfrofestSA.com website, all the information's on there. So yeah, this is part of a much bigger thing. It's been going on for a few decades, in fact. Yeah.
But let's talk about some lockdown tunes. What has been the inspirational or artistic process over the last few years, Steve? You're very much known for the legendary riffs that come from particularly the Tanana set, but what have you been working on the last few years?
Well, given the situation, I've never spent that much time at home because usually 2 weeks on the road and 2 weeks at home, that kind of thing. But, when lockdown kicked in, I was home permanently. So what happened was I found myself playing more than I do when I'm actually on the road. Mm-hmm. And so new tunes came up. Mm. And it's been great, actually.
You've been part of many musical formations, yeah. But when you are booked, if you are booked a gig, is it the Tananas, tunes that a promoter or someone who books you says, we want to hear a bit more of the old Steve Newman stuff?
Not really. They're quite open to newer stuff and as you mentioned, I do collaborate with a lot of different people.
Your partnership with Tony Cox in the past, more recently, I've seen you've done quite a lot of performances and shows with Wendy Oldfield, who's also in your part of the world in the Southern Cape now.
Yes. Last weekend we did some gigs on the Garden Roots with Wendy and Ashish Joshi, a tabla player from Pretoria, who I also collaborate with just as a duo, and then also with Greg Georgiades as a trio called In the Clouds. And yeah, lots of other projects as well. Jiganilanga,
yeah,
with Lou Dlamini, Zamo Mbuto, Godfrey Mpina, Ashish Joshi, Greg Georgiades, and I. A bit of a big project, so a bit logistically not so good, you know. Too big to take around the country, too expensive, yeah. So many accommodations, so many flights, or yeah.
Jai is your son who's here with you, and I won't bring you before the mic. You can just give me a nod, but he's your bag man. He helps you navigate through the world,
yes.
And many people must stop simply wanting to talk to your dad, because there are plenty of people messaging in here. Julie says, "Hi Lester, I first met Steve Newman in George in 1979-1980. The town was putting on the production of Joseph and the Technicolor Dreamcoat, and we discovered Steve. He joined the musicians backstage and used to entertain us with his amazing playing in between rehearsals, amazing talent, and the musical journey which still has to come." You remember that gigs?
Yes, hi Julie.
And then also Paul says, "Steve is one of the greatest guitarists I've ever heard." Do you feel when people say you're probably the best person on strings to ever come out of South Africa, Steve?
I don't know if I'd agree with that, but I really appreciate the compliment. You know, I don't subscribe to thinking of myself as a maestro, as some people call me, because maestro to me means master, and I don't think one can master music, so I'm a student of music. That's how I feel about it anyway.
In terms of musical inspiration, look, you're still writing riffs, you still have new material.
Yes.
Is it a never-ending well, or do you, or as an artist, as a creator and the creative, do you build up to the magnum opus, or is it just a never-ending well of sitting on your stoop on the Garden Route and things just coming from your brain into your fingers, into the soundboard?
That's more like it, you know. That it's more of a kind of childlike approach, which I really learned playing with Ian Herman and Gigi Baloy. You know, we just get together and one guy will have a vague idea, and the next thing, within 5 minutes, we've got a new song. Because if you follow the music, you know, if I'm sitting, as you say, on the stoop.
Please feel free.
With a view of the Otaniqua. And tinkering around, just tinkling, you know.
Just tinkle and tinkle away.
Yes. Then suddenly something will come up and you'd say, well, that's quite nice, and follow it rather than try and control it or manipulate the music. I try and follow it, where it's going, where it can possibly go. Here's a little tune which I'm thinking of calling Apocalypso. Thank you.
Wow. It's the first time you've performed Apocalypso?
No, no.
It is definitely special, I thought.
Performed live, yes, on radio. Yeah.
Wow, Golden, that is the first. Steve Newman, you're in Cape Town for a short bit. You're performing A Touch of Madness. Is it extended stay, or do you go back to the Garden Retreat?
I've got A Touch of Madness, as you know, tonight. And then Sunday, the Alma Cafe in Rosebank. And both nights will be joined by a guest called Gabriel Diamond, originally from San Francisco, but living in Tanzania, Dar es Salaam. So he's wanting to visit South Africa, so we're giving him a bit of a foot in the door. And so he'll be joining us at Touch of Madness and at the Alma. And then I think he goes back a couple of days after the Alma. But I think Thursday the 1st, we're going to be at the Wave Theatre in Long Street, which used to be the People's Space, which is where Tony and I took
with
off.
Clarence Ford.
Yeah, boy.
So, look, in South Africa these days, 100 rand is absolutely nothing. Thank you, Lesetja Khanyaho. But